The Lord who is greater than the greatest, who is higher than the highest, the Almighty God who is bigger than the biggest, richer than the richest, wiser than the wisest. Let's worship this Almighty God who is the Almighty. Wave your two hands and celebrate Him. Just say something to God. Say something to God. Tell Him how much you love Him. Tell Him how much you trust Him. Tell Him how much you believe in Him. Let Him know what your feelings are for Him today. Say, Lord, I just want to let you know that I trust you. I know I can commit my destiny to you and be at peace. I know you can fight all my battles and win them for me. I know, yes, Lord. Whatever the challenges are, I know that you are bigger than them. I know, Almighty God, that you answer prayers. Yes, I might not have seen the answers to my prayer at the moment. I know the answers will come. I know that you are faithful. Oh, Shabalaba. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a song I would like the choir to also help me in singing. As I said, say you are who you are yesterday. Thank you, Lord.
You are who you are yesterday, today and forever, Mama. What you say is what you do. Oh, you'll never fail. You'll never fail. You'll never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you.
You this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
You are too faithful to disappoint me. Oh, you've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you are too faithful to fail.
Father, Lord, we celebrate you once again this morning. Over and over again, you are proving yourself in our lives. And we have come to conclude that you are too faithful to fail us. You are too committed to leave us. Whatever you started, you will always finish. We celebrate because you are the Alpha and the Omega. We celebrate you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for today. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. In a very special way, bless our lives once again. By your word, let us encounter you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word give life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A louder and better amen. Amen. Let every living soul shout hallelujah. Let all the men shout a louder hallelujah. We may please have a seat. God bless you all. God bless you all. To your left, to your right, greet your neighbor. Good morning and welcome to church. Good morning and welcome to church. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to sincerely appreciate the Almighty God for the privilege that He has given to us to be here today and to be a custodian of His mysteries. I want to thank God for His grace and presence with us always. May His name forever be glorified in Jesus' name. I want to thank my pastor once again. Let's appreciate Pastor Ekuri. Let's appreciate him. One of our finest hands in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. You know, I remember when I was posted to Nasarawa provinces about 3 years ago. One of the first pastors I visited was Pastor Ekuri. And why? My pastor at the province headquarters is a great admirer of Pastor Ekuri. So he said, there's one church I want you to visit. And he spoke very highly of our pastor and said some of the mighty things that God has used him to do. He said, I would love you to visit him and his parents so that you can bless them. So when I had not visited pastors who were more senior than him, you know, I went to visit him. And when I got there, I thank God that some of the things that the man of God said we could see with our eyes. Please appreciate him. Appreciate him. And, there was a time we asked him to come and preach at the province headquarters. You know, that was how my rising began in RCCG. I was opportune to preach where the provincial pastor was sitting down. And it was something that was not planned. We're going to inaugurate a new area had just been created in our area, in our side, and the provincial pastor was coming to inaugurate the area. So on our way to the place, my zonal pastor called me and said, Pastor Latubos, are you prepared? I said, what do you mean, sir? He said, this provincial pastor can call anybody. That was about 30 minutes to the time we got to the place. So I said, no problem. Praise the name of the Lord. We are always, the Spirit of God is always there for us. And true to the word of the zonal pastor, as we finished praying and we're getting ready to sit down, the provincial pastor just beckoned to me and said, Olatubosun, you'll be preaching this morning. So I had to quickly look at the Bible and look at my messages. So after the message, the provincial pastor called me separately and shook hands with me. And that was the last time I was on that level. Praise the Lord. That was in June. By August, I was promoted and transferred away from that church. So we give our pastor the opportunity to preach. And wow, I had to call him after the message that, my pastor, you are too much. Let's appreciate Pastor Ekuri. A great man of God. I had to call his area pastor, draw the attention that anything can happen from now. But before anything could happen, praise the Lord. He also got an assignment to do in your midst here. Pastor Ekuri, the Lord bless you. I want to let you know that we appreciate you. We honor the grace of God upon your life. And for the men, wow. Please, can you please appreciate the men of this assembly? You are too much. Please appreciate this man. You are too much. Wow. I have attended men's meeting. If you have been a pastor since 1994, that's a very long time. Am I correct? I have attended men's program. I remember the particular one I attended in the city of Kano. The young man that they asked to come and lead the worship. When they gave him the microphone, he sang the first worship as it were flowing. You know, after we have done that one for 1 or 2 minutes and we're looking onto him to give us another one, he was looking at us, we were looking at him. I am not joking. I'm telling you the truth. This is the author. Brother DM, for you to know that I still remember his name. He was looking at he was staring at him. After a while, somebody had to bail him out. So after the service, he came and said, Pastor, I didn't know what to say again. Let's appreciate our men. They knew what to say again and again. I was looking at them manning the keyboard. One of them was on the guitar. Come on, these are the best men you can have around. Please, church, appreciate this man. They are too much. God bless you. The Lord bless you. I'm very proud of you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's go quickly to the Bible. Our time is fast spent, and I had promised our people, our men at the headquarters, that I'll be coming to bless them today. No problem. Let's go to the Word. Let's look at the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I want us to read from verse 1 to 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we'll be building on what we started yesterday. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 1 to 2. Look at what the Bible says. It says, let a man so account of us I love the New King James Version. It said, let a man so consider us servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Look at the two words that are used in that place. The first word was servants. And the servants are witnesses. Like I showed us yesterday, servants actually mean witnesses. Servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. So how did we move from being servants to stewards? You see in verse 2. Yesterday I took time to talk to you about being a witness, being a caretaker. I want to progress this morning to the level of stewards of the mysteries. How do you get to that place? How do you ascend to that level? Verse 2 now. Verse 2, please. Say, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Because he that is faithful in least will be faithful in that which is much. Praise the name of the Lord. So, to climb the ladder of greatness in the kingdom of God, there is one quality that is expected of you. And that quality is called faithfulness. As your husband, the Lord expects you to be faithful in your duties as a husband. So when you are faithful, because a husband, like I said yesterday, is actually a caretaker, is a steward. So when you are faithful in the discharge of your responsibility as a husband, God will begin to commit kingdom's mysteries to you. And some of the mysteries I'll be sharing with you today as we look at the powers of a caretaker. Now, before I begin to talk about these powers, I want to let you see the key that we unlock these powers. I'll be talking to you in a short while about, you know, the authorities and the powers of a caretaker. But you see, I want you to see that there's a difference between authority and power. But the cord that connects authority to power is the cord of faithfulness. So as a husband, God expects you to be faithful, number one, to your wife. When as a man, you have a lovely wedded wife, you brought to the altar and you covenanted with her before God and the congregation that you are going to be with her and her alone. So when you begin to go out of that in form of infidelity, you are robbing yourself of the next level, because it does not stop at being a husband. So when you are faithful as a husband, you are faithful. You are not found in the bed of infidelity. You are faithful in the discharging of your responsibility to your wife according to the scripture. The Bible says, husbands, love your wife. You are faithful in loving your wife, then you are divinely positioning yourself to movement from the level of a steward to the level of a custodian. So let every man account of us, because before there can be a promotion, there should first be an accountability. Whoever is not accountable cannot be lifted. So your faithfulness is established at the table of accountability. And one thing about accountability is between you and God. The Bible says the God that we serve is a God before whom there is no darkness. In the book of 1 John chapter 1, if you read from verse 1 downward, it says, that which we have heard from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have looked upon, and which our hands have handled of the words of life. I said, this is that which we have heard from the beginning, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So there is no darkness. Everything is open and hidden before God. The things your wife does not know, the things your husbands do not know, the things your children do not know, the things your pastors do not know, they are so naked before God. And to demonstrate that to us, there is something they call CCTV camera. It has been the reason a lot of crimes have been exposed in our time. Are you following what I'm saying now? So with CCTV camera, when everybody is sleeping, even the cameras work in the dark, in thick darkness. And God is letting us know that if the technologies of man, of man, can expose what is not about the eyes that watch over the heavens and the earth, your responsibilities to your children as a father, you see, your responsibilities at the home. You are not one thing inside and some other things outside. You don't keep what is meant for the family for one strange woman outside. Your family is not suffering and struggling when some other people are enjoying what is supposed to be the dividends for the entire family. You are not faithful. You are not faithful. And so because of that, you can't move. Because when you are brought before the accountability table of God, you will be found wanting. There was a place in Daniel chapter 5. There was this king. If you read from verse 1, there was this king who was marrying with his servants and his chief, and they were enjoying themselves, and they took cups, vessels that were sanctified unto God. Wow. They took them and they began to drink wine. They began to drink beer. They began to drink strong drinks with the vessels that were taken from the house of God. And in the middle of this deceptive and occultic celebration, a hand appeared on the wall and began to write many, many tekel of fasting. And nobody could interpret the word until they brought Daniel. And when Daniel was going to interpret, he said, this is what the world is saying. Many, many means you have been placed on the balance. In other words, we have brought you to the table, to the office of accountability. There is an office in heaven. It is called the office of accountability. At one time or the other, every one of us will appear before that office. We will. Especially when it is time for you to be moved to a higher level. That is how you see that many people never progress in the realm of the spirit. Because when they get to this office, they are disqualified. So you say, you have gone to this office and you have been found wanting. In other words, you do not qualify for the next level. And because of that, they said the kingdom, even if that which you have tonight, are you following what I'm saying now? Let every man take account of us as servants and stewards of the mysteries of God. And for that movement, for that movement to occur, there is the need for us to qualify through this attribute, this quality that is called the quality of faithfulness. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want to teach us very quickly about the authorities and the powers of a caretaker. I don't need to go through what we learned yesterday. Many of us were not here. Talk to somebody. Tell your neighbor, talk to somebody who was here yesterday. Oh, you can come on. Tell him again. Or maybe ask your neighbor, were you here yesterday? You can imagine both of you are sitting together and you were not here yesterday. Oh, sorry. So just talk to somebody, because I can't go back to all of those things. I want us to, and I still want to pray for the men this morning. Especially I'm spiritually motivated to bless these men. They are too much. They are too much. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're looking at the authorities and the powers of a caretaker. Now, I've told us who a caretaker is. He's in possession. He's not the owner. That in the legal parlance, there is a difference between ownership and being in possession. You can be in possession, but you are not the landlord. So the owner has agreed to give you that property in possession for a period of time, upon an agreement between you and him. So you are occupying the premises, but you are not actually the owner. So the same thing I said, as men, we are the caretakers. We are not the owner. And that is why, whether we like it or not, a time will come that we'll have to give account of how we have managed the estates of God. Everybody will give account. Never for, if there's anything that has helped me as a leader in my own rights, by the special grace of God, it is that consciousness that for every minister under me, I'll give an account of them. When it is time to promote people by the powers that God has given to me, it's time to promote. If I promote people based on the fact that they are my loyalist, even though there is nothing wrong in promoting your loyalist, am I correct? You don't promote your enemy now, he will kill you. Will you? Sir, everywhere, praise the name of the Lord, everywhere. But you promote because of what? The loyalist is first qualified. You don't promote him on the platform of loyalty alone. Are you following what I'm saying? You promote him, you put him there because he's loyal, but he does not even know what to do. So when everybody is raising the thing up, he's pulling it down. Are you following me? So you must first establish that this fellow is qualified for where you are putting him. So when you have 20 people who are qualified for the post, then you begin to use loyalty to screen. Are you following what I'm saying now? So to reduce the number, you have a space for 10 people, and you ask everybody to present their papers, and you see 20 people that are able and qualified for the work. So it's, and you can't put 20 people there, so 10 people need to go. One of the things a wise leader uses at that time is loyalty. Praise the name of the Lord, you lose loyalty. So that's how God also works. I'm telling you, that's how God works. So when you come before that office, I don't know why God is asking me to talk about this faithfulness this morning. It is because there is somebody here God wants to promote you. But God is looking at you. You can do more. God is looking at you. There are some weight you need to shed. After this program, there are some numbers that need to be deleted from your phone. Yes, there are some people that should not be part of your discussion again on WhatsApp. There are some people that you say bye-bye to them from today. People who are helping you to be unfaithful to your wife, to your husband, to your family. People who are helping you to be unfaithful even to the Almighty God himself. People who are not helping you to move from one level to the other. You will need, the Bible says, the ass is laid at the root of every tree. Any tree that is not bringing forth good fruit, what do you do? Tell your neighbor, cut it down. Wow, the way you are looking at me. Please tell your neighbor, cut it down. Somebody said, Pastor, this is not what we ask you to come and preach. Just go straight to the power. Release anointing. I told you yesterday, when you talk about caretakers, it's not for children. No, not at all. When you talk about caretakers, you are talking about maturity. Nobody gives his estate for a child to manage. Not at all. The word of God says, a child, a heir, when he's a child, is not different from a slave. So you can't. So you are, when you invited me to this kind of meeting, you are asking me to come and give you meals that are difficult to swallow. You have to use water you have to force it down. If you have said the theme of the men's program is the men are blessed. Oh God, when you see me this morning, you will not believe that I can be this choir. Because in the name of Jesus, the power of God is coming upon your life today. And everybody will say, amen. And because you called me to come and talk as a child. So we'll speak, and after that, I'll pray for those who are sick and they'll be healed by the grace of God. Because that is what you asked me to come and do. But when you give me this thing, it's a high level of responsibility. And I know that as a teacher, as a custodian of his mysteries, I will still give account to him of how I have dispensed what he has given to me. So every man of God who knows that does not joke with the pulpit. They don't just enter the pulpit. When I don't have what to see, I don't come to pulpit. They know me for that. Anytime you see me under the microphone, then I have something from God. Because I will give account. Praise the name of the Lord.
So when we talk about authority and power, I've told us that the difference, the cord that connects the two is faithfulness. But the major difference between authority is what you are. For example now, when Pastor was introducing me here, he introduced me as the pastor in charge of the province. That is a whole lot of authority. That means that I control the administrative structure of the entire province of over 100 parishes. That's a lot of authority. But you know what? Tell your neighbor, you know what? You need power to support your authority. Yeah, you need. You are just like a policeman who is putting on the Nigeria uniform. The uniform is what? Authority. When he says, when you are driving and he doesn't need to talk. Just that. What do you do if you are a good citizen? You slow down. Tell your neighbor, are you a good citizen? Many of you will see the police. That is when you want to increase the speed. What is your problem, my brother? You should be a good citizen as a child of God. So he does like this. Because when he raises his hand, it's not him. It's the federal government of Nigeria asking you to do that. But is it everybody who waits? I'm asking you. Is everybody who waits? No. It is not everybody who recognizes and respects authority. Not everybody. Not everybody. So, there are armed robbers. There are kidnappers. There are ritual killers. There are this. So when he waves his hands, those people will not stop because they don't want him to search their cars. So when he raises the hand, they increase the speed. So the federal government of Nigeria will give him an AK. That is what? Power. And depending on the assignment given to him, the type of guns are different. Are you following what I'm saying? Depending on his rank. Some people, there are some enemies, AK-47 is useless before them. Oh, they give you a machine. There are some that they give you a whole armor personal carrier. Are you following what I'm saying? There are some of them, they give you a jet. Because you can't defeat them on ground. You have to go up there to fight them. And it depends on your training, your rank, and your faithfulness on the job. My father in the Lord, I was sharing with one of my father in the Lord, Daddy Adeboye. He wanted to pray for somebody. The person, he was sitting on his chair. His PA was behind him. And there was a woman sitting in front of him. And so he was going to pray for the woman in front of him. So immediately he stood up to pray. He didn't know what was happening behind. His PA had a child who was lame on his 2 feet, who had never walked on him. So immediately Baba stood up, he put the child on the seat. By the time he took the child back, the child was walking with his 2 feet. But that's not AK-47 power. That one is different. If it's somebody like me, what will I do? I'll first lay hands. And look for oil. If hand will not help, oil can help. There are levels to these things. Are you following what I'm saying? But the good thing is that depending on your level of faithfulness, you can ascend. I am not where I was last year. And I'm telling you, by the end of this year, I will not be where I am now. Why? Because using the quality of faithfulness and some of the things I taught you yesterday, if you begin to use this thing, you see that you are ascending in the kingdom of God. So what are the authorities of a caretaker? Number one is to stand in God's presence. It is the first authority of a caretaker. Let me tell you this. There are many tenants who do not know where their landlord is. If I ask some of us who are here today, it's very possible some of us have landlords that we have never met before. That we have never met before. depending on the landlords are in categories. Some landlords are not even in Nigeria. There are landlords who are so rich that they don't even know how many, they can't number their estates. So they have men who are doing this job for them. But one of the authorities that a caretaker has is the authority to appear before the landlord. That is why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly. Somebody say boldly. I can say boldly. He said, let us therefore come boldly. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Before the throne of mercy, that we may obtain grace and find grace for help in the time of need. I told you yesterday that one of the blessings of being a caretaker and recognizing that you are not the owner is your being able to talk to the owner when challenges arise. When you have problem with your head and the thing is building and you are beginning to get afraid, before you start panicking, talk to the one who gave you that. But that's somebody who gave it to you. I don't know whether you are following what I'm saying. When you are beginning to have issues, cracks in your homes, at the beginning, when the issues are there, before you begin to panic and use your own wisdom, before you begin to go into books and this and that, looking for counsel, where there is no counsel, talk to the one, the origin and the originator of marriage. Listen, quote me, I'm saying this, as a man, ask my wife, ask as a man, I will never discuss with man what I have never discussed with God. Never. Until I am satisfied in God's presence. I can't, if God has not heard it from my mouth, no man can hear it from my mouth. One of the challenges we've had as caretakers is that we try to get from men the things that only come from God. It's authority that God has given to you. Not everybody has that authority. You, I've told you yesterday that caretaker's work is a priestly calling. It's the calling of a priest. That is why I want to encourage, if there's anything you take home from this weekend, is to spend more time in God's presence. Some people say, hey, sir, when I get to God's presence, I don't even know what to say. By the time I pray for 5 minutes, I can't remember what to say again. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, keep staying there. A time is coming, you have so much to say. There was a time that when I entered the place, I remember the first time I prayed for 15 minutes. Oh, I look like the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Me, 15 minutes. I remember the way I walked and the kind of guys I had around me then some years back. What we pride ourselves in how much time we have spent before God. We just ask you, how many hours did you spend today? If you say 15 minutes, you will say you have done well. But you say me, well, just 1 hour. So by the time you see yourself again, you want to beat that. That was how we started growing our spiritual muscle. When all the friends you have are those who talk Ronaldo and Messi, God will have mercy on you. I watch football too. I'm a very good Chelsea fan. Praise the name of the Lord. I know many of you will not like him. Daily, I mentioned Chelsea. It doesn't really matter. Praise God. It doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you that you don't think I hate football. No. I'm following this World Cup going on. Even though priesthood has not allowed me to watch anyone like that. If I maybe watch 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I've known. Especially the one, they are now showing it in the night. The time that I have in the presence of God. I can't be sitting down to be watching USA and praise the name of the Lord. What I'm trying to say is that you must have friends who help to grow the priesthood in you. You must have different kinds of friends. It is not every time you see your friend and say, can we go to that place? Can we go? There must be a time friends who encourage you to grow spiritually. So when you begin to, for example now, it's when you get to spend more time, you will know. Look at our pastor. when he wanted to introduce me here this morning, he spoke for close to 3 to 5 minutes. Am I correct? In maybe before he knew me, before I came, if I was invited and was asked to talk about me, he wouldn't be able to say that. We just say we have in our midst the pastor in charge of this. Am I correct? You may not know much about God now. Even if it is 10 minutes, you can say, Lord God, don't matter, I just want to celebrate. You are the Almighty God. By the time you say it, you don't have much to say, you round up. But as you stay in his presence, you know him more. A time is coming that you stand up like this and you begin to talk to him about himself. You begin to remind him of the things that he has done. You are getting more intimate with him. I told us God does not have favorites. He only has intimates. God does not love people more than the other. People love God more. So God doesn't love me more than him, but he may love God more than I do. So God is not partial. God is just. That is why you will never see anywhere in the Bible that the Bible says God is fair. The word fair, you can't find it anywhere in the Bible. The only word you find here is righteous and just. Because it may not be fair, but it's just. And that's why I told us yesterday that the Bible says our God is a spirit. You are the caretaker of God. And the Bible says God is a what? It's a spirit. So you are the caretaker of a spirit who does not live on emotions, but on principles. Ah, it's not fair. It's not fair. God does not know what is fair and what is not fair. It does not. The word fairness does not exist in the spirit. What they know is just and righteous. Praise the name of the Most High God. So, the first authority of a priest is to stand in God's presence. Stand in God's presence to minister to him. If you look at the book of Acts chapter 13, can we have it on the screen? Let me show you when this man stood in God's presence. What was it that happened? If you read from verse 1, the Bible says, now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod, the tetrarch and so on. Can we have the next verse? As they did what? Minister to the Lord. When you talk about being in presence of God, it means two or three things. One of them is to minister unto the Lord. What does it mean to minister unto the Lord? What does it mean to minister unto the Lord? To worship the Lord, to praise him. Praise the name of the Lord. What I'm doing now is, they say I'm ministering. Is it correct? So when you do what I'm doing now to God, you are ministering to him. You are celebrating. You are telling him who he is and what he can do. That is why I told us yesterday that the higher you go in the realm of the spirit, the lower your voice is in the place of prayers. Yeah, when you are alone in your house, you can stand there for 3-4 hours. Nobody's saying that or saying anything. You see, this adrenaline is good to start from there. A time is coming that as you grow, you realize that it's not about noise. It's not about noise. I just everywhere, you are just in touch with the Holy Ghost, and he's teaching you, he's taking you from one dimension to the other. You are covering years in the realm of the spirit. You have spent 2-3 hours before God, but you have settled things for many years. Ministering unto the Lord. The Bible says, as the minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, you will hear the voice of the Lord in his presence. No, you don't hear the voice of God in the marketplace. You don't hear the voice of God in the midst of the crowd. It is when you separate yourself that you can hear from God. So that is why, as a caretaker, you won't know the mind of the landlord if you are too far away from him. If you are not careful, he will change you. You don't know how he feels. You don't know when he wants to increase his rent. You don't know when he wants to carry out some renovations in his house. You don't know how he feels. Because you are too far away from him. The first Authority, and the thing is, it's an authority God has given to you. Because you are his caretaker. God is looking for men. Somebody say men. That will spend quality time with him. Men who don't hurry out of the house. The work begins. Your morning shift is 7 a.m. in the morning. And you manage to wake up by 6 a.m. You quickly put water on your body. Brush the mouth. Do everything to appear good in your office. And do nothing to appear good before the Almighty. If there's any prayer you pray at all, it's burning the devil. By the time you did all of that, you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every devil in the office today, God will look at you. Me that is here with you, you have not said good morning. The devil that is far away, you are talking to him. Tell your neighbor, minister unto the Lord. Say the gift, minister unto the Lord. So these men were ministering unto God and the Holy Spirit. The Bible does not say God. The Bible says the Holy Spirit. When last did you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? When last? You can't hear him if you have not ministered. Hearing the Holy Spirit is an exclusively reserved for those who minister to him. And everybody can hear him. He wants everybody to hear him. But you have to be faithful in the areas of state. Number two, what are the authorities of a caretaker? The right to represent God. Can we have Luke chapter 10 verse 16? Luke chapter 10 verse 16. I love this. I love Luke 10 16. Look at this. I want you to see your right. These are the things people don't understand and they criticize ministers of God. They use their brain. They use their emotions. And I said, the Bible says, John 4:24, never forget that passage. God is a spirit. And though that we worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. He said, he who hears you does what? So if you have stayed with God, as you're hearing me, who are you hearing? That's how people say, is he God? He is not God. But there are different levels of authorities. There are different levels of power. There is a power that is called dunamis. Dunamis is the power that transforms, is the power of miracle, signs, and wonders. There is a power that is called anagazo. There is one called exousia. Exousia is the power of delegation. Are you following what I'm saying? The power that you give to your agent to stand on your behalf. So when he is talking, it is as good as what the one talking. That is the power here. This is exousia. You know, when we talk about power, we normally narrow it down to miracles, signs, and wonders. No, there are different levels of power. There are different dimensions of power. One of them is what you are seeing here. It is called exousia. He said, he who hears you, hears me. So when you want to hear God, you hear from the caretaker. Men should hear God from you. It's an authority. He said, he who rejects you, rejects me. Wow. Wow. Jesus said, if anybody, you know, this is not the first time he will say it. He said to Abraham, when he called Abraham as a caretaker, he said, Abraham, anyone who blesses you is blessed. And anyone who curses you is good. You can't just look at me and start cursing me. You are in trouble. You are. Because of exousia, power to represent God before men, power to stand as the representative of God to men. That is why, after the service today, I want to pray for the men. I want to pray for them, I want to bless them. And when I open my mouth to bless them, they are blessed. It's not the words of mouth. I'm standing in my office as what? As a priest. And all of us are to be in that level, if you understand. He said, he who rejects you, rejects me. And the one, you see, he said, when you now reject him, Because the power we are using is the power that he gave to us. He said anybody who now rejects him, rejects God. Anywhere you go, you are to represent God. Whatever God will do, if we were to be there, is what we are expected to do. Whenever you are reading the Bible, listen attentively, as caretakers. Whenever you are reading the Bible and you see Jesus healing the sick, you are not the one being healed. Anywhere you see Jesus, that is where you belong. That's how to interpret the New Testament. Praise the Lord. That is why the Bible clearly says, let me put this one on the screen and I'll move forward in that place. He says, is anybody getting blessed here today? If you are getting blessed, say hey, thou that hey, amen. 1 John 4:17. I want us to see this. 1 John 4:17. To buttress what I've just said now. That whenever you appear, Christ has appeared. And whatever Christ will do, when, if you are physically present, it's what you will do. He said, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are what? As who? Jesus. As what? As he is, so are what? That's exousia. That is power of delegation. Let me stop there because of time. Let me go to the powers. Then one of the authorities here that I put here is authority to legislate and litigate. Yes. A caretaker, by reason of exousia, by reason of the delegated authority, has the power to say, in this property, nobody opens this gate. Nobody opens this gate until 5 a.m. And this gate must be shut by what? By 10 p.m. It's an authority. If you are going to stay within that property, you must abide by the rule. He has power to the words of a caretaker are laws. So long the words are words that were put into his mouth by the owner. He is using the authority of the owner. So, Barakatayaba. I don't want to give personal, so it doesn't look like we are trying to make ourselves look big. I'll give you some stories of some of my friends. One of them, he said when he was much younger, he went to an inter-house sport to hawk Coca-Cola for his mother. So when he got there, there were other people that were selling. Everybody was just selling. Nobody was coming to his side. And he said, at my level, people will now sell and I'll be the one not to sell. God forbid. So he understood authority. So he said, he just withdrew to a place and raised up his arms. Said, as the Almighty God liveth, before whom I stand, nobody sells Coca-Cola here again until I finish selling mine. I don't want to give you my personal. God. When you understand this, your words become laws, especially when you have paid the price, especially when you have the power to back up your authority. When you have the AK-47 to shoot when things are going wrong with your authority. When anybody wants to undermine your authority. When any demon wants to undermine your authority. One of my best usher, when I was in Lagos, my best usher, he said she was sick and they took her to the hospital. I thought it was very small thing that you come back. I even forgot. On the second day or so, I was just at home. They said, sister, in the hospital, my best usher, Satan, you keep her in the hospital. My most reliable usher in church on Sunday. So we get to Sunday and the hospital is messed up. I just woke up by 12 midnight. After ministering unto the Lord, I said, today, I mentioned her name. I discharge you from that hospital. Today, this day, you will not spend the end of this day. Whatever is wrong with you is corrected. It's a decree. You must be in church to do your work on Sunday. It's realizing exousia. Realizing your authority, especially when you have power to back up what you are saying, because if you don't have power, what you are just doing is positive talking. What I'm saying today is not positive. I am not talking about positive convention. No. How many positive convention doesn't go anywhere? Because there is no enough power to support it. Are you following what I'm saying? Your words become laws. I can give you stories and stories and stories and stories. My father and the Lord, we got a land somewhere outside Nigeria. I don't want to mention the name of the country. And there was a senator, you know, who was a very big man. And the day we were going to start building the church, he said, after they built it, he said, no, this church will not be dedicated because it's built in the wrong place. That he will use his power. That was how he went to the government and they gave a rule that we should not use the facility. So there were a lot of issues. So this particular day, when the matter was going to be discussed at the Senate, he was telling our pastors that not today, they are going to give orders and that is the end. And when they could not know what to do, they now called Baba and said, Daddy, this place you pray for that time, we just didn't want to tell you, we have not been using it, this man. And tomorrow is when they are going to do the meeting. After the session, they are going to, you know, legislators are, when they say this is it, even the president must abide. That is right in Nigeria. Everybody is focusing on the presidency. Our major problem is in the houses. Those are the people that the law has permitted to put the presidency into check. Are you following what I'm saying? You want Nigeria to change, go to the legislature. Whoever is the president doesn't really matter. If you have the right people in the state house of assembly, if you have the right people in the upper chamber, in the lower chamber, Nigeria will turn around. But the devil is so bad that as educated as we are, he tries to make us focus on one man. Somebody say one man. As big as we are in Nigeria, how can one man be the de facto? It's not possible. There are men in some houses that are backing him. And so long he has their backing, nothing you could do. If you lie, say, Baba, Debo, you should talk. Let him talk and run from now till tomorrow. Since those people there. So, they were. God. I hope we understand. Praise the name of the Lord. So, what I'm saying is that. So, on the day, and that when they told Baba, just laughed and said, my children, go ahead with your planning for the inauguration. That inauguration we hold. Anybody who says that inauguration will not hold. The inauguration will not hold in his presence. He didn't pray. He didn't go to kneel down. He just, so when you are a caretaker that is back up with power, your words are law. You have power to both legislate and litigate. Litigation comes in when some people are disobeying the rule. So you punish offenders. That is what they call litigation. You say, everybody should come in by 10 p.m. You are coming by 11 p.m. You are 1 hour late. You punish him. You are litigating. Because he's going against the rules. With the rules in your life, if you have power, you litigate against your suddenly your wife begins to have some problem. Your husband begins to have problem in his place of work. You don't understand what to do. It's time to litigate. Because Satan is a disobedient spirit. It's a rebellious spirit. If the word of God, if the law says to prosper, the devil doesn't want you to prosper. But you must have power to litigate and put him to check. Put him where he belongs. So on the day they were going to go for the meeting, the sitting, the man, you know, woke up, took his bath, ate, and was happy. So he took his trouser, put his leg in one of the... And as he was going to put the second one, he put it in the other one again. You know, two legs can enter into one side. So as he began to struggle, he fell down and he died. And that was it. Of course, when he died, the meeting was postponed. After everything, the people ruled that we should go ahead with our... Can I pray for somebody here today? Can I use the authority of a priest to speak to your life? that anyone that will stand against your life, God Almighty will take them out himself in Jesus' name. So what are the powers that we have? Let me give you two, and I will go and I will pray for all of us because our time is fast spent. I didn't know that we're going to take this long. Two, the powers of a caretaker. Number one, the caretaker has the power of an intercessor. It has the power of an intercessor. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He has the powers of an intercessor. He also has the power of a guardian. Let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 29. I'll give you one more and we'll go to pray. Oh, I love this one. Acts 20, 29. Acts 20, 29. Wow, I love this place. Look at this. I want all the men to listen to this. The power, Acts chapter 20, verse 29. I have it here. Oh, I love this. Shalabalaba. Maybe you start from verse 28. Look at verse 28. Look at verse 28. We are going to 29, but look at 28. He said, therefore, take it to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you what? Who is an overseer now by our teaching, a caretaker? Who made you the caretaker, the Holy Spirit? He said, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So the church, who purchased it? Who owns it? But who is shepherding it? You. Now, he said, for I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. He was saying, so long I am here, no wolf can enter. He said, the wolves can only enter after I have. That is the authority of a caretaker. So long you are on ground. Oh, some couple of days back, couple of weeks back, I was sleeping in the house. It was on a Saturday, until Sunday morning. God just opened my eyes. And I was seeing the things the devil wanted to do in church that Sunday. How he wanted to disrupt the service, the things he was going to do. God showed me everything. He said, my son, in that revelation, he said, my son, to avert this danger, you will stand before me from 1 a.m. in the night until the day breaks. So that what you have seen now will not happen this morning. 1 a.m. in the night until the day breaks. And I just, you know, when you see the record, I say, where you just wake up. And immediately I just took my phone to check the time. It was 1 a.m. on the dot. So I stood up to minister to him. The one who is the owner. The one who knows what is to be done on the day. You may prepare to preach and lay hands. But that day, God wants you to settle some things from the kingdom of hell. That is your assignment for the day. Your assignment is not to preach. Whatever preaching you are preaching is secondary. My assignment for that day was to put the enemies to check. And to do that, I had my job cut out from 1 a.m. till the day breaks. So I stood this morning, worshiping, praising the mother, consolable. I didn't pray about the devil. I wasn't concerned about the devil. I just ministered to him. After doing that till about 5 a.m., he now gave me the scriptures to quote. Because you don't just quote scriptures, you quote as you are commanded. After you have stayed, he now gave me the scriptures, quote this, and I quoted this, and when the day finally broke, he now gave me a sign to tell me that your prayers are answered. I saw the sign. I gave him glory. And we went for service that day and had a wonderful time. A great, a swell time in God's presence because we were able to solve problem of many years. Praise the name of the Most High God. He said, so long I am here, no wolf can enter. He said, for I know that after my departure, they can now come. Listen attentively. There's a level you get to in this priesthood as a caretaker. So long you are the father, there are no born devil in that family. That is where I want you to ascend. He can't enter. He can't. He knows that so long you are there, you are the life assurance. You enter into the plane, you enter into the car, you enter into the bus, you are the life assurance of everybody in that vehicle. This man of God, what's his name? The founder of Mountain of Fire. I had his testimony 3 days ago. I laughed. Olukoya, Dr. Olukoya. He said he was inside this vehicle, and they were years back. He said, and the driver was just speeding like any. He was just breathing. He didn't want to care. What? How did it? If I say he got a time, the man now put a stone on the accelerator. Can you? Some people are mad though. That on Nigeria road, that's madness. That's like when you are driving as a child of God, just know that every other person around you is mad. Drive well. Defensive driving is the best type of driving in Nigeria. Because every other person on the road. He said when they got to a level, there was a man beside him. The man was shouting on the, do you want to kill us? He said the driver got angry and parked the car. He said, yeah, come out. If you are not happy with the way I'm driving, yeah, come out. Come out now. He said the man was not begging. I'm not.
He said, yeta.
He said the man now increased something, put the stone again. I was firing. He said the man who was beside him now tapped him. He said he just took a book and was reading it. Wow, that's a caretaker. Yeah, la brother, that's a custodian. He said he was just reading this book when everybody was panicking. So he said, the man said, young man, what's your problem? This man wanted to kill everybody. And you are here reading the book. He said, look at the man. If this vehicle has accident, this driver will die. And nothing will happen to me. He said, he spoke it so loudly. He said, immediately the driver had it. He looked back. He parked the car. He removed the stone. That's authority. That's power. You will live your life without fear. Being the caretaker is the solution to every fear of this world. For God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. But of what? Sama. And what? Love. And what? And power. Power. He put power there. Power. These are things you get in God's presence. The last one is the authority of a judge. The powers of a judge. That is why you criticize some men of God. They know what they are doing. In Acts chapter 5, when everybody was giving and everybody was giving to God, another and Sapphira, they eat. Peter look at him. That's a human being, no? That's a human being. He said, you people have not lied before. Before he could finish talking, the Holy Spirit has taken the man. His wife came sometime later. He said, Peter said, so you are still lying. They didn't tell you. He said, the feet of those who carry your father are still around. Brethren, tell your neighbor, power deal. If you can pay the price, it's given to you. Nobody can harass you. You are a student, a lecturer is harassing you. He said, if you do not sleep with him, you won't pass. You. He can do it to everybody, not you. Even you get size. Eh? Shoe guess size. In my few years, I remember when growing up as a worker in God's presence some years back, a friend of mine went to do interview, and they released the names of those who were successful, and his name was not there, and he cried to us and said, "You are crying. You. Who conducted the interview? Who had the audacity to say you have not passed? You." Praise the name of the Lord. As I go back up, just join our hands together. We decree here we conduct our own interview. I'm not joking. I'm speaking as a man of God. I'm on the altar. I know I'll give account. You will not pass. We join our hands together. Conduct our own interview there and declare him, you have passed. And he went back. He came back. He said, They removed the one in number two and put my name. That's, where did they put the one as number two in the first place? Even if you don't like number two, come now. If number one is what you want, we can still do it. Praise the name of the Lord. My friend went to do exams, you know, in secondary school many years back. They went for a test. And because he didn't really understand something, he took that. And the teacher came to the class and was very angry and said, pencils up, down. He was still writing. And the teacher said, all those who were still writing after I said it should stop, he will not collect the. So he didn't collect the script of my friend. And he came back, it was a Friday. He came back and was dejected. And said, Pastor Tayo, what happened to you? And I said, they didn't collect your. Who is that teacher? Who gave him the audacity to reject your paper? Does he know that the fact that you have not finished, you finish where you want to finish? I just took him to the church. We overrule. When men rule, men of God overrule. That is why. You see, if you know how to get the man of God in the right element, he will overrule a lot of things because of what they call exousia, delegated authority. I know it, and when you have stayed enough in God to acquire the enough status to back the authority, come on, we will overrule it. In my few years in ministry, I have overruled a lot of things. One of my daughters in the Lord here, she wrote for this contract, and they were delaying it, and they told him that they told her that this thing cannot work. So he come and said that, yeah, and there's too much money in that, you know. I was already calculating. If this man gets this money now, the tithe that he will pay in the church, the project we are going to use this money for, this money must come. Praise the name of the Lord. So I said, Jeremiah, your hand. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, whoever is standing on your way is removed. I decree, by the time you get back there, your paper will be. She said, amen. The second day, by faith, she went to that office. When the man at the office saw her, he says, ma, where did you go between last night and this morning? So my daughter wanted to whine him. He said, I want to visit my Baba. Wow. Your Baba? Wow. He said, that your Baba is powerful. You will show me where he is. He thought, but because of the way we think, we arrogate all the powers to Baba. Now we say, shame! That the man said Baba, and all they could think was a herbalist. Where is that priesthood authority? Why is that power of a judge? Why are we not wielding? So wherever you take me to that your Baba, because this man just came this morning and was looking for your paper. And before you know it, everything is, and before you know it, they paid out the money. And he was not, he told the man, no Baba, now my pastor. And the man, you know, when they mention pastor, they think of some people. Said the man said, is it Paul Eneche? Is it, he was mentioning the name of great men of God. It's not by name. It's by understanding. You can wield it in your home. Nobody can oppress your wife in a place of work. The business of your wife cannot be nosediving and you are looking at him as a priest. No. No, you say, no. Not while I'm here. When I'm not involved, wolves can come. But when I'm here, no wolf is allowed. In your family, you can stand there and be the assurance of every of your sibling. Death is coming. Say, death in this place. Yeah? No. Somebody has a demon. Say, somebody died. Nobody dies until I say so. It's exousia. It's a delegated authority given to you that you need to understand. But I've taught you how to win it. Faithfulness. So if you are under the sound of my voice this morning, I want to pray for you. Maybe you are not even yet a caretaker. Maybe you have not even given your life to Christ. Maybe all I'm saying today, you have not even started the journey. Thank God that you are here. You can start now. If there was a time somebody like me started, every born again man here today, Pastor Equid, there was a time he started.
That was the time he gave his life to Christ and began the journey to being a judge. There's, after being a judge, there is still be a custodian. There are levels. But time will not permit me to go too far again. Let's bow down our heads, everybody. You are saying, Jesus, I want to start my own journey today. Pastor Latubosun started some years ago. Pastor Ekuri started years ago. Oh Lord, all the men of God and all the women of God, they started. I want to begin my own journey this morning. Jesus, I surrender all. If you are saying that, just raise up your right hand. I will pray for you. And we will all pray one prayer point. God bless you. I'm seeing your hands. As you raise the hand, tell him, Jesus, my own journey begins today. My own journey begins today. I surrender all to you. Raise it up as I raise it up for the fullest 1 minute and I will pray. God bless you. There's no age limit. You might be young, you might be young, you might be 8, 9, 10. You are beginning the journey. People begin the journey at the age of 7. Begin the journey this morning. Say, Jesus, I begin today. Lord, I pray for everyone who has raised hands today. Lord, let the journey begin in this. Forgive them all their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's rest our feet, everybody. Raise up your 2 hands and say, Father, I am ready. Say again, Father, I am ready. Say again, Father, I am ready. I promise to be faithful. I promise to be faithful. Raise my level in priesthood. Open your mouth, talk to God in the name of Jesus Christ. I will pray with you. I'm going to pray with you. By Yabala, as we are doing that, I want the Redeemer's men, the men of valor, to please come to the front. You are part of the men of valor. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Oh, everybody talk to God and say, Lord, I am ready. I am ready, Lord. I'm ready. Shabraga. Oh, koto. Yekeleke tukuri by Yabala balabalaba shanda. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stretch forth your hands to this man. I have 2 blessings I want to release to them. They are specially for fathers. Jesus Christ said, when you want to pray, say, our Father, who art where? Who art where? So where is heaven? He said, as the heavens are higher than the earth. So when God says, our Father who art in heaven, he's talking about a higher ground. So the blessings of Father is the blessing of higher ground. A Father is higher. So today I want to command that grace that takes you to higher ground. Because in the name of Jesus, after this meeting, you are going to higher ground. Amen. I say you are going to higher ground. Amen. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The second one there is honor. Honor. One of the blessings God has reserved for men is the blessing of honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, honor is coming upon your life. I say, honor is coming upon your life. I'm telling you, there's an anointing coming on your life that will force honor on you. Many of you are going to be giving some appointments. God is taking you to places of honor. I'm telling you, write it down. In this gathering, some men will become men of honor. Talk, raise up your tongue and ask your Father. The rest of us pray for them that God will lift them to higher ground and that God will bestow honor upon them. Pray for yourself and say, Lord, I'm ready for higher ground. Let this anointing take me to higher ground. Yabalakati. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, thank you this morning. I pray for the entire church. Grace to soar higher. Receive in the name of Jesus. From today, grace to be faithful. Receive in the name of Jesus. All the men who are here, today I command anointing for higher ground, favor for higher ground, favor for higher ground, anointing for higher ground, grace upon you now in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Kabbalah. There is somebody among you. Write it down. Among the men in the front. The Lord says you have been on the queue for too long. I don't know what is it. The Lord says you have been on the queue for too long. The Lord is saying, I have decided to remember you today. It is your turn. The Lord says before the end of this year, he will do for you what you don't imagine can happen for you in 5 years. I command honor on your life. I command honor on your life. Receive honor in the name of Jesus. Receive honor in the name of Jesus. I pray for the entire congregation, for everybody who is battling with one disease or the other, battling with that one sickness or the other. I stand as one saint of God. I stand as a priest of God. The Bible says himself took our infirmities, himself took away our diseases. I declare that disease is taken from you in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Almighty God, everybody. Praise him this morning. Praise him, exalt him, give him all the glory, for the Lord is good.